Hi, this is Strange and Familiar, where seniors share stories from back in the day, and teens reflect on their tales of love, hardship, and humor. I'm Leah.
Around 12 and 13, I had to do a really big back surgery because I had scoliosis. It was about 12 hours. I remember there was like these big white doors, and there was a moment where my mom couldn't go any further. Right after the surgery, they couldn't walk. They had to take me into a chair and just put my foot down, but I could feel all the pain coursing into my back. I remember watching a lot of Gilmore Girls. It's a show that brings me joy. Even the first shot of it, when she's like walking to Luke's and that song is on, it just makes me happy. Sometimes I think about all the stuff, scoliosis as a child. I'm also dyslexic, and I'm just like, why did it have to happen to me? But then everybody's life is different and they go through different things, and everybody has hardships, just life, right? Like, if this is helping me and it's gonna be hard, but if it's gonna get me to a better place, then I gotta do it.
On this episode, we'll meet Kay and Tapashni.
My name is Tapashni and I'm 16 years old.
How would your friends describe you?
Crazy, really loud, super talkative, I think friendly.
How would you describe Kay?
She's open, honest, yeah. Like she's real.
Oh my gosh, you needed new pants.
This is a style, Kay. Ripped jeans are in style.
You're in style.
I'm in style. Sorry, you
But I don't think so.
The fact that she made fun of me, like I like that.
One day, coming back from school, Germany took me.
She was abducted by German soldiers and she didn't know what was going on.
We didn't know what they were gonna do with us, because when they took it, we didn't speak German and they didn't say anything.
They took her to Germany, where she was put into a factory and she had to do like work. Ever since that day, she didn't see anybody else that was a part of her family. So it was really hard for her. And how many hours did you work?
12 hours.
Every day?
Every day.
So can you tell me about how you felt when you were in the factory? How did you feel?
Well, I was still young, very young, and I was just, I thought that's gonna be my whole life up there.
What would you do if you were kidnapped, like Kay was, by German soldiers?
Oh, if I was abducted and I never saw my parents again, I think I'd be more scared if I was in my parents' shoes. They don't know what's happening, right? Like, they don't know what's going on. They don't know where their kid is. They have no control. Like, at least I can somewhat figure something out. Were you scared when you were in the factory?
I first was scared. After, I didn't care.
She mentioned a story about her and a German soldier who was trying to...
to hit me. I said, if you hit me, I'm gonna pick up that plate, that big one. And I said, I put in your head. So he didn't hit me.
And I told her that she was brave.
It's not bravery, it just... who cares?
I would call that being brave, because I don't think, personally, if I was in that whole scenario, I think I would be afraid to even like talk back. How did you meet your husband? How did you know him?
Canadian.
How did you meet him?
I think he danced or something like that. I still love dancing. And you know what? He was alcoholic. I have good luck. in life.
I didn't think Kate was being negative, but I think she was just being hard on herself.
What are you attracted to?
Now? Now I'm too old. Too old. No, that gosh. Don't want anything, just want to go die.
Why?
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough. My life is nothing but bad things.
No. You still have time. You're not, you're fine. You're in good condition, right? You still have time.
I know. I am lucky in that.
I don't know. I think Kay is just being, I honestly think she's just being honest with me. She was still really happy, but she was just trying to tell me everything that happened in her life, and she was trying to be honest about every single experience.
Kay feels like her life was unlucky. Do you believe in luck?
Luck, fate. Like, personally, I believe in that stuff. Like, I have this thing where I'll, like, touch the corners of walls. It helps me in a way. So, like, if I do this, like, this will happen. I'm super superstitious. Yeah, I'm really superstitious. So, like, there's this thing that talented people do where you should never take photos with three people. I try my best not to do that. We should never give keys in someone's hands. You always have to put it somewhere and they have to pick it up. So if I had keys and I had to give you your car keys, I would have to put it on the table and you would have to pick it up. I can never hand it to you. I do believe in, like, fortune telling and stuff, most of the time. Yeah, so fate and all that does play a role in my life.
Germany is a beautiful country. Beautiful. If you want to go and see different country, should go to see Germany.
She told me, yeah, like, it's really nice. Like, it's a really great place. Like, I would encourage you to go back and travel.
I went to Germany.
You've been to Germany? You like it? Beautiful country.
Very nice.
Beautiful country.
There's a lot of racism, though.
They are like that.
Yeah.
They are like that.
How do you feel about Toronto? Like, do you think there's racism, discrimination here?
Oh, I was very happy when I came to Toronto, to Canada here.
Kay arrived in Canada, and obviously she was alone.
It's difficult. It's difficult if you don't know anything.
She had no family. She didn't have many friends. So she found a group of Polish people. They sort of helped her adapt to the whole Canadian society. And they were the reason that she learned the language and she got into the culture, and they really helped her. My dad, when he came to Toronto, he was alone. None of his family was here. Family I come from, it's like extremely family oriented. We're super close. In my dad's case, because he knew people were back home, I think I would be okay. But if I was in Kay's position, I would be so scared.
Do you have grandkids?
Three granddaughters.
Tell me about them.
They all three working. They nice girls. They good looking. Not because my granddaughter, but they do their good looking.
She kept laughing. That's a good thing. She always had a smile on her face. She was always laughing at her own jokes, giggling out everything I said. She's like happily sad. Kay was just giving me, like, a real talk. So I was kind of like, okay, we're interviewing old people, like, okay. And then after the first day, like, I told Keishan on our way home, I'm like, wow, I kind of missed, like, the seniors. So the whole experience was great. Every single senior had a story to tell.
Strange and Familiar is a Mammalian Dive and Reflex project. Executive producer Eva Verity. Produced, edited, and mixed by Ellie Gordon-Marshall. Theme music by Jess Tolleson. Supported by the Government of Ontario. If you like this podcast, you probably like another one called Wisdoms. You can find it at brainchild.io and Apple Podcasts. I'm Leah. Thanks for listening.